Hello everyone, this is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And Not So Nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of Dubai, Season 2, Episode 5. So we start off this episode with Caroline at her lovely new home, sending invites to all the ladies to go on a night in the desert. Number one thing she says is make sure you dress for the occasion.
No ball guns. Guns.
We'll get to that later. Of course, right after that, she sends an invitation. Ayan actually comes, and she's one of the first ladies to come and visit her at her new place. And Sergio is actually, right before she arrives, make sure, no with the heels. But of course, come on, you know Ayan. She shows up in her heels. She looks amazing.
Yeah, she looks like she's ready for New Year's. Like, you know what I mean? She looks fabulous. Yeah.
She always looks fabulous.
As always, yes. I have to say, okay, what's everyone's favorite part about Caroline's new house? Wait, let's pause. You've got a green light. Can you click the button on the bottom? Just quickly. There we go. Okay, let's resume.
Sorry. Favorite part of Caroline's house. I love her foyer, like just the entranceway.
Right.
Looks spectacular.
Yeah, I like the foyer, and I really like
her
it.
Closet.
I'm not even. I'm
I didn't
not
even get
even
there.
A,
you go. Her
yeah,
closet.
Her closet was
her closet.
Fabulous.
Oh yeah. Okay. Actually, yeah. The closet.
But and I'm not a swimmer, but I really liked the pool because it didn't look like too deep of a pool. It just looked like a pool to
it's
chill.
A little lap pool.
And
yeah.
A little lap pool or walk, you know, back and forth. Because again, like I said, I don't swim, so. But I do like the idea of being able to plunge in the pool and just
totally.
Keep cool, right?
And you need that in Dubai,
so it looked like, yeah, a very nice place to just kind of relax, right? But it was just a little smidgen.
I think in the last season, they had one of the ladies, they were kind of lounging by the pool, and they had a guy come.
Oh, yeah.
And bring ice for in the pool. How cool was that?
Oh, no, I was thinking of something else, that they were just, like, looking at the men, like, serving or something. That was a different housewives, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was a different one. A
My favorite part
or something.
Of Caroline's house is, one, the bonsai tree.
I loved the fucking bonsai tree, man.
Yeah.
If I had money to be able to do shit like that, you bet your ass I'd have something like that in the middle of it.
But having people come
love
in
it.
Twice a week to take care of it, like,
it
yeah, but
oh
who
my
cares?
God.
It's beautiful.
Vitamins,
yeah, it's
gorgeous.
Can you imagine?
Yeah,
and
that was beautiful.
And I also really liked, there's some feature in the house with like pink marble on it. I think it's her TV stand.
Yes,
like
the TV stand
thing.
That got chipped.
It got a chip in it,
yeah.
But I love that pink marble.
Yeah,
oh
that was beautiful.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does have good taste.
I thought it was really funny. Ayan, they kind of cut to her confessional like, oh, what do you think about Caroline's house? And she always kind of wants to throw a little bit of shade. She was so funny there. She's like, oh, I'm not going to be a bitch. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love it. She can't even say anything bad about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was funny.
Then they kind of go to a little bit of some baby talk. Ayan kind of inserts herself there, trying to figure out what's going on here. Because Sergio really wants a baby.
Baby, yeah.
Caroline.
You can tell she's like, are you fucking kidding me?
She can barely even say the word, baby.
Yeah, fuck.
No.
Yeah.
What do we think?
She's not interested. She's not going to fucking have
no,
a baby.
No, there's no baby. There's
she's
no babies. I'm sorry.
Baby.
He's going to cry and he's going to be mad.
He's going to be pissed. Yeah.
But there's no
there's
baby.
There's not going to be a fucking baby.
No.
He's already baby enough for her. That's enough.
I kind of got the vibe. Sergio is the perfect trophy husband.
Yeah.
But he caught Caroline a little too late in life because she already has the kids.
Yes.
She's already done all
they're
that.
Already, yeah, they're adults now, young adults, right? Like,
and
she's not going back to
and
the...
And they cut to scene two with her daughter, Yasmin?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And she said,
she
like,
really
no.
She really adamantly does not
no,
want them.
She
and then think about it. She didn't, she wasn't any kind of like maternal bond with her
children.
Parents
yeah.
and or her children. And yep. Do you think that now all of a sudden she's going to switch over and be like, that's what he's wanting. He wants to see like the mother, father, they're going to have the baby.
He wants her to have a beautiful like, tummy.
That's
and,
it.
Like,
you
yeah,
know
oh my
mean?
God. Yeah.
Not going to fucking
Talking
happen.
About the tummy.
He's
yeah,
fucking
no.
delusional.
Yeah.
He's
it's not
fucking
happening.
Delusional. Poor guy.
She's like cold and.
She's, yeah. But that's because of her upbringing, right? Being
yeah.
sent to boarding schools and all that shit, right?
Oh, even they showed the pictures of the nannies, mm-hmm. who was like straight up, they were in those like gray mm-hmm. dresses yeah. and stuff like yeah. that. It was like,
yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think that's in the books for them.
No.
Honestly.
I don't think so.
No. Nope.
Not at all.
It's and then done. More baby talk. We cut to Talene and her family at like a duck farm or something. I don't yeah. know where they were. But her husband's really striving for getting that boy heir.
You yeah. know who I feel sorry for in that whole scenario? Mm-hmm. Is that nanny. She's already running around like crazy taking care of
yeah.
You know, like, can you go get them? And can you go and, you know, give him something like a snack?
There's the lettuce for the ducks. Yeah.
The lettuce for the ducks.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. oh my God. Yeah, no. I mean, great that they want to expand their family. Nothing against yeah. that. But I don't think she's even in a place where she wants another child.
Yeah.
And what
no,
happens
I don't
if
think
it's a
she
girl?
Is.
Will they continue? Like, what, yeah. what goes on
and
then?
And that's the thing. Like, you're taking
exactly.
your chances, right?
There's no guarantee
it's going to be a boy, right? Mm-hmm. And then
what
do you do?
You
so then you go number four.
And
then you go number five. You know, like, where does it stop, right? So, yeah. I get it. They want to try the third time a charm, maybe, right? But you got to go in it knowing, and she's still young, that she could, because her kids are still
100%
young, right?
She could mm-hmm.
So it's a very
kid.
Different scenario from Caroline, right? She's not out of the total mommy.
But again, I think Talene is done. She's like, I've got
she
two
is,
kids.
Yeah.
I love them.
But she
I'm
did
good.
Seem like she had a little bit where she understood why he wanted the boy, you know what I mean?
But that doesn't mean she agrees with it.
No, it doesn't mean she agrees with it. But I feel like she's probably going to go ahead and do it. She's definitely going to try. And hopefully it works out so that she can be done with, you know, with popping
done
them out.
Done with
right?
it, then she doesn't
yeah.
have to have any
That's
more.
It. No more questions
But maybe she'll
about
have
it.
Another and it's another girl.
Yeah.
And then she'll have
yeah.
to try
we'll
to
see.
Convince them. Maybe the girls can run the company. I don't
yeah.
know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or they'll end up with 30
Adaptation.
Kids and one boy.
Adaptation, right?
Then we find out, you know, the aftermath of that Queen's dinner. Call.
Caroline.
So-and-so said this.
Brooks.
What? Did she? Okay, I'm going to find out. Okay, Caroline, did you say that? No? Oh, wait. They go in this big circle, all of them doing this call. So funny. Again, reminded me of, like, the whole Mean Girls thing.
Yeah.
When they're on the three-way call. Call.
Like high school behavior, right?
Yeah. Trying to figure out.
Yeah.
She said this. Did
yeah.
she? I don't know.
Yeah, it's just kind of...
Why did
yeah,
they just hash
just,
that out at the dinner? Like,
yeah.
if that was the issue. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you, like, finish it. Like,
do it once and do
get
it
over
like,
with.
Get it fucking
like,
over
and
with.
Like, just keep
and
regurgitating.
Just, like,
it's like barfing,
that's
vomiting,
it, right?
the same
like,
shit.
It's just, they just continuously, and they do that in all of the Housewives series.
I know.
We love it.
We know that.
You know, but it does become annoying. It's like, you know, it's just, like, if you're going to say it's done, then it's done. Move fucking on. Because based on personal experience, I always have something I can fucking think of, right? Based on personal experience, I've had people that I've had issues with, and you got to be able to just be fucking cordial, normal as can be, like just normal and move on. You don't have to be their buddy, but you can be cordial and look like you're their buddy and really in like don't really care about it. But there's people who don't. And so, like, I've been in that situation where I've had stuff and it's like, they can get over it just like me. Like, you do that. But then others, they can't. And it's like, I'm trying, you know, like I said, we hash this out. Like, let's just let it go. But some people just can't. And you can feel that from them, right?
For some reason, Lisa can't let it go.
No, she can't. We've seen that even moving forward in the episode. She can't let stuff go. She can't. That's just in her personality.
And it wasn't even...
It's not even a big deal.
Maybe if anyone who should be offended, maybe Caroline, because she didn't know Talene that well.
Mm-hmm.
And Caroline even said that. She's like, I didn't really know her that well. But then kind of later on in the episode, you see them bond.
Yeah.
And I felt like that was kind of a good thing.
Well, it's appreciative, right?
Going forward. Yeah.
And it's appreciative of going directly to me and not doing the big scene in front of everybody, right? But, because that's where that started, right? Where she made the scene about it, right?
Yeah.
Because she should have just, like, mind her
Maybe
your own fucking business.
Well,
too fucking bad,
friend.
Right? That's life.
And she's
you
like,
can't
oh,
be expected that you're going to be included in everything.
With someone else now?
Yeah. But that's just stupid. Like, I can be friends with you, and I can be friends with you, and together we can have a great time. And then if you're talking more and joking with her, why should I be bothered by that or have something to say? Maybe it's something important that I don't need to know.
Well, that's the whole thing is you might have something with Sugar that, like, not that you would exclude or anything, but, you know, there might be just something that happened between you two.
And don't get me wrong. I might go to Sugar after and say, okay, what did you talk to her about, right?
Yeah.
Like, one-on-one. But I don't need to make a big fucking deal about it in front of everybody. Shut the fuck up. Let them have their thing. And then if that's really your friend, you can go directly to them later. Doesn't have to be, like, in front of them, everybody right now. That's my point. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, I totally agree. But I don't know, for some reason, Lisa just can't let it go. I think, to be honest, I think the reasoning behind it is jealousy.
Oh, she's totally jealous.
She feels like she's losing a friend.
Yeah. And instead of gaining another friend or opening it up.
A negative, right?
Yeah, she looks at it as a negative.
Yeah.
Because you should be able to have different friends and
Everyone has their own relationship.
You know what I mean? Like, sometimes, you know, people think, oh, just because you had something to say maybe about somebody that you cannot handle them or hate them completely. Who gives a shit? Maybe I had a disagreement with that person, but I can still be, you know, interested in different things, whether it be food or drinks or shopping or this or that, you know what I
or
mean?
Or in a group, dancing. You can talk you know and what I mean? Normal.
It doesn't have to be that I gotta, just because I don't like certain things or I think that, you know, they're stupid on this part, doesn't mean I can't enjoy their company and do, you know, like socialize in a different way, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But, yeah, it's just weird.
No, totally. Later on, we transition into a little shot of a photo shoot for Mina Rowe. CFO is very happy, apparently, so must be doing well. I have to say, you know, the last season we saw a lot of more of their fashion kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, the pregnancy outfits and stuff like that. I thought it was really cool that in the photo shoot they were featuring kind of that silicone patch.
The aftercare.
For, you know, C-section scars. I love skincare.
Yeah.
And so, apparently, those silicone patches are really good for scarring and stuff like that. So, I think it's cool that they're, you know, making it a little bit more trendy and stuff like that. Because, I don't know, it's just something that, you know, lots of women end up going through C-sections so that they can kind of lessen
maybe that's why I didn't have scarring because I didn't have C-section.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I was asking about stretch marks.
Stretch marks. Yeah. I didn't have any stretch marks.
So stretch marks happen when your skin grows really fast. So, like, when your belly gets really big.
Yeah.
But I guess you just...
I don't know.
Out.
I gained 52 pounds, but I didn't put any shit on...
It has to be with genetics, too. There's a lot to do with that.
Yeah,
I didn't put anything. Like, I know people said, oh, do this, do that. But it's the same as fucking moisturizers. I know I need to fucking use it, but I don't. Right?
There you go. You're lucky.
It's the same thing. I didn't do it. It's like, oh, I don't really care. But I didn't, right? But, yeah, I didn't know it was that big of a...
You're lucky. You didn't get any stretch marks. And then you didn't have a C-section, so
no
scar like that, too. I also liked the hospital underwear, too.
I like that.
High
top, is it called? Or high...
High waist.
High waist. I love fucking high waist skirts, pants.
And underwear.
Underwear. And it's the most...
Look at
I'll tell you.
You can see mine right now.
It's the most...
Hey!
Body complimenting. It's like an A-line.
Yeah, because
it's like
it,
the A-line dress bit, right? Shirt. It makes you look slimmer, appear slimmer than you are.
Yeah.
Right? So
and it
I
tucks
love
in all
that.
Those bits.
Yeah, I love that, right? It's just it kind of just holds everything in, right?
But on a more practical note, like, I mean, they could really rock those hospital underwear. And you know what? They're disposable for a reason. So I mean, why not look cute while you have, you know, while you're going through pain and, you know, racking your body?
Exactly.
Yeah, at least you look good. You feel good. Yeah.
What color are they normally? Blue? Or they
okay, white? I didn't even know that they were, like, disposable.
They're disposable.
Do you keep them?
What? No,
she meant on the show.
I meant on the show.
Those are disposable. Those are the hospital ones.
I didn't know that they were disposable.
Yeah,
I thought those
cute.
Were the regular underwear that they were selling.
Did you see her in it? She was standing beside the mannequin. Like,
no.
She looked cute as anything.
Sorry, I use regular ones that you wash.
No.
Was that your question
after
to me?
You had a
baby.
You had a baby.
Yeah.
The hospital underwear. You kept them?
No, I didn't.
You threw them, yeah, because they're disposable.
Yeah, no, I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
I don't even remember fucking hospital underwear.
Maybe he went commando.
Well, I know my water broke before I got into the room. That's all I
remember. No, we're talking about after the baby. They give you underwear.
Yeah,
no,
they
I
do.
I don't remember that. It's what, 26 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I don't remember what I ate yesterday or this morning. So
fair enough.
Imagine 26 years ago.
Later we go to Sarah's date with Akin, and he
good
is
fucking
gorgeous.
Looking guy.
Hotness.
Oh my god.
To the ninth
very,
degree.
Very, very good looking.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
better lock him down because he is, now that he's on the show too. Oh yeah. Girls are going to be DMing him.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. He's getting out he's, there.
Yeah, he's,
I don't,
as Ayan calls him, the giraffe man.
I don't know if he's ready to step into that step kind of dad kind of role from what I saw.
Who knows? I
seems
don't
like
think
a
so
nice,
look,
you know, he's a good
he looks like
guy,
a player. Looks like a player
looks
to me.
Right?
Like,
yeah. Too young to really want to be put in that position.
I mean, she's attractive. He's attractive.
Like, she's looking at 2-3 months to introduce to the family. For what? For marriage? Like, he doesn't look like he's ready for the whole kit and caboodle right now, right?
He probably found out she's a housewife and it's like,
and
oh,
that's why he's in
yeah.
right now.
Time.
Yeah.
Let's play the show, right?
But then remember, too, she said this is the first time I've seen him after 2 months. So
yeah.
How exclusive could they really be? I don't know. I'm just
oh,
saying.
Yeah. That's true, actually. Yeah.
So she brought him over. He's a hot looking guy.
He is fucking
hot. He impressed
hot,
the friends.
That's for sure. Yeah. Very, very good looking.
I guess wait and see.
How old was he? Very young, though.
He looked young.
He looked very fucking young.
I can't remember if they
young.
Showed his age.
He looked very young.
Yeah, I don't know.
How
so
old is she?
Out...
Is she almost 40?
I don't think she's that old. I think she's in her, like, I actually, I don't know. I have
I'm
no idea.
I'm
going
to say she's mid-30s to 40s.
I think probably mid-30s.
Yeah. I'm going to say mid-30s to 40s.
He I didn't say look, 33.
He didn't look like he was more, let's look
now
him
we have
up.
To look her up.
Yeah. He didn't look like he was more than...
He looked
maybe
young.
25.
Yeah, he did. He looked young.
I wouldn't even say he's 25.
No, I think he's older than 25.
You think?
I'm 25. I think older.
I think he's older. I say 33.
I think early 30s. No,
maybe she's older because her son's older, right?
Her son is... Yeah, actually, her son is probably
like... nine?
Like
eight or nine?
Sorry.
What did we find out?
I know.
You're not so nice. Let's see who can get it quicker.
Do, 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 do.
38.
38, huh?
There
okay,
you go.
She
I
looks really good.
To
you
40.
Did. You did.
38.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm totally
okay.
wrong.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? To be honest.
And how old is her? What was his name?
Akin. To be totally honest, you know when someone always says, well, how old do you think I am? I like, my palms
begin I always
begin
go
to
under because I
oh,
don't want to fucking
too.
Make them feel
like,
bad.
Way under.
I might be thinking you look like a fucking old hag.
I know. I me too.
Who the fuck am I to talk? But I'd always go fucking low.
Me too.
Just
low,
to be safe.
Low.
Make them feel really
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Like, make
yeah,
sure
I
that you
the
make
thing.
Them feel really good because it's a number can't be,
yeah.
like, you know, like
but my husband's
mistaken.
The opposite. He, you know what he does? He makes him like older. He's like, yeah, no, I think he.
What was
like
his name? Sorry,
Akin.
Akin.
Akin. Yeah, A K I N.
Akin Fontana. Akin Fontana. Age. Let's find his Instagram, too. Ooh la la.
I found his Instagram.
Oh,
he looks
you're
really
so good.
Good.
Amaze Models.
Uh-huh. I don't see anything
I don't see his age
No,
anywhere.
I don't either.
Germany Model Work. Oh, God, he's gorgeous. Yeah, he's super handsome.
Yeah, well, we know his height is... I know his height, his bust, and his waist, and his hips.
But we don't know his age.
But we don't know his age.
Really?
Yeah, no, he doesn't want to say. Well, you know what? His shoe size is 46. And his eyes are green.
Can I find it on... Oh, man, I even found his model...
Photos, right? I found them, too.
Model agency, but it doesn't say his name. His age.
No, it doesn't. Weird.
What?
He wants that out.
They keep it hidden.
Yeah.
Why? So he must be younger than 25, I'll tell you.
No, I think he's older.
No, I think he's older. That's why they don't want to put his age.
I'm
going to
say
so
he's just
be bookings, maybe.
Just under 25, 25 tops, I'm going to guess.
No. I don't know. But anyway, we found out he had a boy day with, a boy's day with Sarah's son.
Yes.
Where they went to 5 gas stations for, to find a slushie, and they played basketball together. So, I don't know. Kind of weird. Again, I feel like...
Too soon.
I feel like there is an age difference, even though we haven't confirmed
big.
That.
Yeah.
Looks
big.
But it looks like, yeah, he's a bit younger. So, I don't know. It kind of seems like she should have introduced Akeen more as a friend, because I thought that was so uncomfortable. The first question that the son asks.
Yeah.
What did he say? When are you going to be my stepdad?
Dad, yeah.
Yeah, that's just... fucking the stupidest question.
So weird.
But you know what? It's sad that the little kid has to would say that. Like, it's, yeah, like,
right?
Clingy and, yeah, like, yeah. Oh, no, it's inappropriate.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't, nothing against the kid. It's more the mom. Like, what are you doing? You're setting him up for this. Don't do that.
And not to mention just totally freaking out the boyfriend.
Oh, 100%.
Well,
yeah,
can you
for
imagine
sure.
Coming cringy. Into that situation, are you going to be my dad?
That's what I mean. Like, he just doesn't look like...
could you imagine if he said, I'll be your stepdad in 2 weeks
even
or
weirder.
Something?
Oh,
no, even exactly.
Even weirder. Even creepier.
Mm-hmm. There's no good comeback from that question.
No, there's not. There's no good answer.
No. No, not at all.
After that, we go to Caroline and Sergio visiting the doctor for their... You know, it wasn't an IVF appointment,
no.
But he was an IVF doctor, and we saw the baby boy on ice. And again, he's totally...
Sergio was so emotional. What an idiot.
Oh, my
he's
God.
He's a fucking idiot. The more he talks, the more it's like, what the fuck?
And the more she pulled away. But the more she pulled away, you know,
yes.
Like, yeah,
100%, because he's fucking... He's got her by the hair and fucking yanking down onto the ground. Like, you know what I mean? He's pulling her down to the ground. Like,
baby. Give me a baby.
Makes me think of my niece when she was younger. And I always bought her everything. One time I said no. All of a sudden, boom, flat on the ground. Go to reach down to pick her up. Get her to calm down. Grabs me by the fucking side of the hair. Yes. Never forget. It's like, let go. No.
Give it to me.
It's like, Okay, you win. You get it. And that was it.
Oh, my God.
It's like, what the fuck? No, but that's, you know, he's grasping.
Mm-hmm.
He's grasping. Like, he's delusional if he thinks that she's
going
to do that.
Yeah, she's not going to. We all know that.
No. She's not going to.
I think maybe she would be open to just paying a surrogate if they lived in a different country.
No, but did you hear what
I think
said?
She's
you
not
know,
really interested
whatever.
In that. I think she's not really interested in that either.
Well, no, who was the one who brought up the surgery?
She did, but...
But did you hear what she said? She said, I can't picture someone having a baby.
And then handing it over to me 9 months later.
Because I'd
forget.
She said she'd forget.
I'd forget about it. Who the fuck says
that? Whatever, give it to Sergio. That's his new plaything.
Yeah, but yeah.
The baby.
So I don't
Sergio wants a new toy. A baby.
I don't see that happening.
No.
I thought it was funny, the doctor was like, oh, this is really rare at 45. Better not waste it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine. Well, I'm sure there are doctors that would say that in North America. But I think because that is, you know, a Muslim country where, you know, they really want you to be having a family and expand. That
well, if
it's
you're
okay
if you're
that.
At that doctor, you're supposed to be taking it seriously. And
yes.
they're really
true.
Not, you know.
Yeah.
And yeah.
No,
so
she's just la-da-da.
Yeah. No.
And he's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My baby.
My
new toy.
Baby, so
my
beautiful.
Toy. I'm the man of the house. Makes me laugh to think of him saying that. That's too funny. Oh, shit.
And then how about when his parents showed up too? Like, that was kind of awkward.
Oh my God. Very awkward.
Hi, so nice to see you. Bye, yeah. I'm out of here.
I'm going to the desert.
Yeah, I'm going with my friends. See you later. Have fun.
Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so obvious.
No, it's so strained. Yeah. It's so unnatural.
Mm-hmm.
Unnatural.
There's no dynamic there. There's usually something that keeps nothing.
There's nothing there.
You can see for her, it's very separate. That's his family.
Yeah.
She doesn't
give a fuck.
Yeah. He can do whatever he wants.
Basically, she's like, because she doesn't, not that she doesn't give a fuck about her family, but she doesn't associate with her family in a loving, embracing way. So it's kind of like, I don't really give a fuck.
Because she doesn't give a fuck about them. No, she doesn't. And, she doesn't. She,
in the
Say
same
it,
sense,
call it as you see it.
In the
because,
same
yeah.
sense, she doesn't really give a fuck about her own family. Same no, thing. Because they're exactly. fucking cold as ice, right? Yeah.
It's just different. And like, for her,
It's just, that's how she was raised. And that's, you know.
You can't change that, like that chip and how you perceive things. So she's just like that. That's
who she is. That's exactly who she is.
Yeah.
Which is pretty. I don't know. I don't.
It's what it is.
I wouldn't like that
for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's different.
Then we go to the Middle Eastern brunch or lunch or dinner. I'm not sure what it was, but it was during Ramadan. So we kind of learn a little bit more about that too. We learn they eat some sort of food called laban. Let's look up what that is.
I think that's a drink.
Oh, that was a drink. Yeah.
Yeah.
Laban.
Is it yogurt? Could be.
Drink. 1 cup homemade yogurt.
Yeah, I knew it was a yogurt drink. I saw it right away.
Interesting. Strained yogurt in liquid form.
Yeah, and you know what? It's good
for the body temperature to refresh.
Yeah, they drink it. I had it in Turkey, and I had it once, and not a fan. You know what? To each his own. It's salty. And it you know when you have yogurt, we're used to it here in North America.
I don't eat yogurt.
I know, but we have it with fruit, right? Like that's kind of the way that honey, it's kind of even plain. Sometimes you'll have it plain or whatever.
Yes.
But to have it salty, it's just
I've
a
had
weird
it in ice cream.
Yeah.
Yogurt
yeah.
ice cream.
Yeah.
That's
you
the only
what?
Way I really do
because
yogurt.
Because it's salty, it must be something where it gives you kind of those it's like a Gatorade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It gives you electrolytes, right?
Yeah. But it's just, it doesn't have a good taste. For me. And it's an acquired taste. That's all it is. Because I had it once.
But do you eat regular yogurt here?
I do. I eat yogurt, yeah.
Okay.
I do.
See, that tastes weird to me anyway. So,
well, there you go. So you'd
be
out for Laban. Yeah, you wouldn't be a Laban
out.
Fan.
I could go for a piece of turkey right now.
I thought it was funny that women were kind of interrogating Akeen. Sarah was loving it.
Yes,
even
she
in
was.
Her confessional, she's like, guys, what are you doing? Gives a little smirk to the camera.
More.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you got the hottest guy around, of course, you know, you're the center of attention. He does
it. It's good for them to, they're your friends. They're asked questions.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and I think all the ladies loved him.
Yeah, I think so.
They were looking at him like candy, like, oh my God, he's gorgeous.
Yeah, he is.
So good for Sarah. She definitely impressed.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think that he's right for her long term. She needs
maybe with the kid, but you know what, for now, whatever.
That's fine.
Let her have fun.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, but they didn't kiss, right?
No. So, and they won't, because if she's going to follow that, then she's apparently not going to do anything until it's very serious or they're married, right? Is that what she's insinuating?
That's what she's insinuating.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Cool, we'll find out. They kind of start to try to interrogate Ayan as well. About Lisa, but Ayan just totally shuts them down because she's still close with Lisa and doesn't want to.
I'm not
going to
talk about it.
You
have questions? Ask her yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's it. Stand your ground. Tell them. I'm not, you know, participate. Like, I'm not going to engage in this shit. You have questions. You have whatever you want to think and say. Say it to her face. Don't say it to me now because I don't want to hear it. Mm-hmm. Right?
Exactly.
And that's fair. And?
Well, we then go to a little meet with Brooks and Talene. Brooks is wearing her little space suit.
Oh, yeah.
And they kind of start talking a little bit, and they can't really get over that whole thing with Stanbury. Then we go to that little lunch meal with between Talene and Brooks. She's wearing her space suit, and they kind of start talking and chatting. Basically, they're trying to hash out their whole disagreement, or I don't know. I think it's so stupid.
Yeah.
Again, it's just another really stupid fight where Talene really thinks that she is just trying to talk shit about Stanbury and
instigating stuff, right?
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes that's what happens, right? Like, you say stuff, and it just kind of, you're just saying it, like, to get that fire started.
I know, but you know what? If you're not an instigator, then you're going to sit around and have a conversation and say, you know what? Maybe it was misunderstanding or whatever, but she gets up and walks away at the end. So, like, that right there, that tells you she's an instigator.
Yeah, exactly.
She just didn't like hearing that from her.
Exactly.
And thought, you know what? I'm done with this. Yeah. So, that was it.
Yeah, totally. Then, after then, Sergio's parents arrived to the house.
Right.
That was
lots
funny.
Of luggage.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Lots
Caroline was impressed by that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
I think that was the only thing Caroline wanted to see. The luggage. Bye, guys. Mm-hmm. I'm going to the desert.
Gotta go.
Adios.
See you never.
Mm-hmm.
And then she even says, I want a break from you in front of the mom.
Of him, Which was really, again, like, how rude and disrespectful to your in-laws. You know,
whatever, say it to him when he's parents. It's just him. But
just
don't
him,
say it
but
to
don't
the
say
mom.
It in front of
I know, but they've
the
just fuck. They just came on a flight
like,
from
just
Spain.
They arrived and you're fucking
like,
I know.
Like 12 hours. They come into the house.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
They're so happy coming there from a place of love to see him. In their hearts, they know he didn't do the right thing.
Oh, of course. Of course they do.
But mother, father, listen. I know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Poor Sergio. He doesn't. But like, that was a total fucking, really not a nice jab. Like, I mean, it's just, like, how do you do that? Like, that's just not fair to them, right?
No, it wasn't. And you know what? You know what? The thing with Caroline, I've seen that type of personality before. And it's that cold and...
Yeah, she's cold.
It's
the way she was
raised. She's just very matter of fact.
Yes, exactly.
I think that's what it is. Matter of fact.
That's what it is. And that's because of her... The boarding school and being sent away. That's
but
how she,
you know what?
You know,
but the thing is
they're cold.
You can have that.
Yeah.
But what you got to do is you got to keep that in check too. You can't just go ahead and behave
be
like
that right?
All the time.
That's
yeah, no.
That's what you're like. That's where you're from. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to have some fucking common sense on how to deal with other people and the differences, right? So, like, you need to
she
be
just
able
doesn't
to.
Care.
No, she doesn't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
She. Yeah. No. Anyways.
I think. To be honest, she probably just doesn't like them.
Nope.
Really.
No.
I don't think she connects with them. I don't
no,
think she has
all.
Any
not,
care
not
for
not
them.
At all.
She likes Sergio, whatever. He's her boy toy, whatever.
Yeah.
She doesn't give a fuck about the parents.
I mean, imagine that.
Really,
you saw the glimpse of the past, the wedding. Like, are you fucking kidding me? You're marrying. Like, this is our family uniting.
No, she
and
doesn't
you don't,
see it that
you
way.
Don't
she
see,
gives it a 15-year time.
My life. Family is coming for the wedding, and you can't sit one night. Your friends are more fucking important. Are you fucking stupid?
But you know what? That's
but she
that's,
doesn't
that's
see
who
it
she
that
is.
Way.
No,
that's
she
not
doesn't.
What it is.
But you know what? That's
she
on
doesn't.
Him.
That's
on
not
him.
She, not
that's
the way
on
she
him.
Was
he picked. He picked her too.
Fair.
So you know
fair.
What?
I agree
exactly.
with that.
And you know what? If he's willing to put up with
that, because he knows that's what she's like.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so.
I really just when you think about it, I can't understand why the fuck. She would have gone through and gotten married.
She like, could have just lived with him.
She could have fucking just lived with him.
Yeah.
Had fun. It must have been him who really pushed for the wedding.
I
because
think so, to be honest.
Definitely. She didn't need to do that. It's just a big waste of her time because we know where that fucking road is leading, right? It's inevitable. It's just a matter of time and it's gonna be dead, right? So she's just caused more work for herself and stress in the future just because Like, I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. It makes no sense. Mm-hmm. But anyways, sorry if I sidetracked.
No, all good.
No, you shouldn't. Then we go to kind of the end of the episode. They're on their way to the desert. Ayan shows up looking like a blueberry.
She's so cute.
Obviously did not pay attention to that text.
Specifically to her.
I love it.
Do you know what? I think even if she did pay attention to the text, yeah, she wouldn't care.
She'd be like, yeah.
I mean, did you see the dress that she wore to the...
to the dinner?
The lunch or whatever it was in the day when... where she wore the gown and everybody was like,
yeah,
it was just
dinner.
A little like...
yeah, that after, you know, the fast, like when they're breaking the fast.
Neighborhood diner or something looked like. She looked fabulous. The dress was fucking stunning on her. But look at where you're sitting.
Yeah, on the floor.
Yeah.
With a little
with that
poof.
Beautiful,
yeah, I
know. You
know. Yeah.
But anyways.
Someone made a comment. There was supposed to be a party bus picking them up. And then it ended up being a little van. At first, I'm like, oh, like... someone made a comment that, oh, she maxed out her credit card on the new house. I was like, oh, that's not cool. And then I found out there was no AC on the van. So I'm like, okay, fair enough. I'd probably complain about that too. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't do that. Especially in, I think they said it was 99 degrees.
Yeah, can you
imagine? Holy. Ugh.
And those windows weren't open. So they must have had some kind of air conditioning in there because the windows
maybe a little
on,
fan, right? But like, you know what, when you're in those hot cars, fuck,
and a lot of people,
it's awful.
And a big blueberry
and a big blueberry in the car with you
with all the fluff around you.
Caroline's friend's husband lent them all the cars. How cool was that? And we kind of learn a little bit more about Dubai too, that it's not so much your property that makes you, you know, wealthy and shows off your status, but it's owning lots of cars there.
Because she said some houses may not be that big, but they've got all the expensive cars
parked
out
there. And that's
now,
how
I thought
off.
That the, I thought that now, I think it was a Ferrari that Caroline was driving, the white one, right? I thought that was her car with Sergio, because was she not the one who was driving it just like on the last episode or the one before?
She was driving some car, but honestly,
which was white,
I didn't really pay attention.
It was either a Ferrari or a Lamborghini. I mean, I think it was the Ferrari. I thought it was hers. So,
well, the way they run
hers?
And in the circles they run, they've got multiples of these things, right?
Because it was that one lady's husband, she said, that those cars were from?
Yeah.
Nice little collection, must say.
And then... Caroline Stanbury and Talene join together in the car, so they're definitely bonding after that little chat, and you can really see, you know, there's a friendship forming there, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
They arrive in the desert, and then they're both drinking, well, everyone at the table is drinking Palomas, which we drank tonight,
which we drank
too.
Tonight,
hey.
That was funny.
But it must be difficult being in the desert during Ramadan, because you can't really... eat, drink. I think you can drink water.
No, you can't.
I think if you're if you are truly following what Ramadan is supposed to be about,
there's no water.
There's
no
fucking way in hell that they would be eating there right now.
No,
it doesn't matter because it's a fucking show. They would not be true Muslims who follow Ramadan.
Well, I know that, like,
Muslim, I have a friend who, and there's no way in hell that they would do that.
Well, like, I know for Muslim nations, like, they had a big problem with not the Euro Cup that's on right now, but when they had World Cup, and then the timing of the World Cup was during Ramadan.
Oh.
So they had Muslim players that were on these different teams, and the thing is when they were playing, they couldn't eat or drink water.
Yeah.
So, like, and that's, like,
you know, and you would think if they're going to make an exception, they're going to do it for
not for a show.
Are you fucking kidding? No way.
And they don't.
No, I'm not super familiar, but I mean, it's nice to kind of learn more. I thought it was just the fasting.
No.
But then you kind of...
So yeah,
it's no water,
and really they shouldn't even be sitting in the desert in that type of an environment, like a party, you break the fast in the evening,
celebrate,
and that's what you do in the evening, not in the day. In the day you don't.
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah, just interesting to see how some of the rules kind of bend.
They try and bend them.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they, but they don't. But the real ones do not, right? The people who really follow
them.
When
they broke the fast in the evening, they were explaining, which I thought was really good, about how Ramadan works and the period of Ramadan. And then they said that, you know, that they break the feast together. They have have their dates or figs, and then they do it in threes.
In odd numbers.
In odd numbers. I heard threes before. That's why I said that, because I know that people that have done that, they've done it in threes. Mm-hmm. But like
there's some things that Italians do in threes as well.
For sure. Yeah. And like every culture has their thing. But so they were explaining it that. So I thought that they were following the rules of Ramadan, obviously they weren't, but whatever, to each his own.
Yeah.
Another faux pas that happened at that little desert dinner, they were asking Sarah about her intimacy with her boyfriend.
Exactly.
She was super uncomfortable with that, because it's just...
But you know what? It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter who you are or what religion you are. Like, who asked that question?
Yeah.
Like, what's it to you?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Have you done this? Have you done that?
Yeah. That's just stupid.
Why do you need to share?
Yeah. You don't need to know. It's on a need-to-know basis, and you don't need to know. And that's it.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. 100%.
And we kind of end the episode, and there's no preview for next week. I was really disappointed with that. Mm.
You know
now
what?
Now I don't even get a little tidbit of next week or like
of what
nothing.
Might be coming.
Nope. It could be a big nothing burger too. You know, sometimes you've seen that,
maybe,
right?
Maybe they couldn't even piece it together. The editors were like, "Oh, let's just skip it."
Yeah. So who knows? Well, I guess stay tuned and we'll see about that.
Yeah,
for sure.
All right. So this week's golden question: what is going on with Lisa? Because you know she's doing those healing sessions, but like, all she wants to do is argue. She wants to argue with Talene over nothing, really.
I think she should stop doing those sessions because they're not working.
Well, apparently she's only done one.
Okay.
But she's telling everyone at the table, like, I feel like a new woman. Yeah. I feel I'm healed. I'm this. I'm that.
You know what I call that? I call that delusional. That's what I call that, right? Yeah. So you can take all the lessons, if it's one or 100, if you're not going to follow through with that and just continue and just do it for the sake of doing it, you're not going to change. And you're just going to be the same bitch that you always are. And that's it.
Yeah, I agree.
That's my opinion.
I agree.
Anything else?
Nope.
Not for me.
That was sugar?
Spice?
Not so nice.
Thank you for watching Our Reel on the Reel.